Shalom Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile finally come down to form one new man, one new humanity. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. We are coming into the greatest move of God's Spirit in history. And if you are crippled spiritually because of a broken heart, and keep in mind, that's why Jesus came, my guest, John McTernan, is going to teach on the full ministry of Jesus. That included healing broken hearts, people that sit under his teaching, the gifts of the Spirit that were clogged, just as an artery is clogged and someone needs a bypass surgery in the natural. The spiritual arteries that are clogged, they're going to get set free totally. And the gifts of the Spirit that God intended for you to operate in for your whole life, they're going to be released like a flood. John, explain what is a broken heart and how does Jesus heal it?
Well, Sid, if you don't mind, I'd like to just explain the ministry of the Lord first, and then we'll go right into that.
Go for it.
Yeah, Luke 4:18, and the Lord's quoting actually from Isaiah 61, which we're going to go to shortly. But Luke 4:18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." So in our modern, if you want to use the word Christianity, we kind of stop with that as being the ministry of the Lord. In many circles, a salvation message is preached, and that's wonderful. That is the foundation of the ministry of Jesus Christ. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. But if you notice in Luke 4:18, there's a semicolon which connects the next thought with the previous one. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. So not only did he come to give us freedom, forgiveness of sin and eternal life, but that on earth we don't have to live with a broken heart. And I may add, Sid, right now to this, that the broken heart is spiritual. There is no way on earth that a person's broken heart can be healed except by Jesus Christ. There isn't enough Valium, Prozac, 5 steps to this, 7 steps to that, psychology. None of that can go into the spiritual realm and heal the brokenhearted. It can only be done by him. And then once the heart is healed, he came to preach deliverance to the captive. So those that are bound in sin, well, once the heart is healed, that can be dealt with, recovering the sight of the blind. God opens up our eyes with great understanding, and then to set at liberty them that are bruised.
And actually, what's coming to me as you're speaking is that is the natural spiritual order to become whole so that God can use you completely.
And the thing is, for some reason, the modern church is going around the brokenhearted, and they're trying to go after deliver people that are captive to sin, and the problem is the heart's broken, and they're not getting free.
Okay, John, tell me those steps as outlined in Scripture. What's the first, second, third?
First, it's the gospel of salvation, forgiveness of sin, and being restored to God the Father. Then he came to heal the brokenhearted. That goes with being saved from sin, Sid. That's what we've lost today. Well, this has radically changed my preaching of the gospel. I would preach a message of salvation, and I would end it right there. Now, at the same time, with salvation, I show, look, he came to heal your broken heart also. I connect them when I preach.
But then, after your broken heart is healed, it's then the deliverance, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the deliverance is easy.
Exactly. See, what we do, Sid, and when I pray with people, is we go after the broken heart first. Then when the broken heart's healed, if they're bound in, we'll say, rejection, or they're bound in fear, they're bound in terror, once the heart is healed, then we go into that area to heal it, and because a lot of that is because of a broken heart. But once the heart's healed, that stuff has no root. The tentacles now can be cut, and the person can be free.
You know, this makes so much sense because I know people that go for deliverance to one person, and it seems like they're free. And then they go back to another person because this thing came back, and then they get free. And they spend their whole life on a roller coaster because they never had their broken heart healed.
I have prayed for untold numbers of people now. The ones that I deal with one-on-one, not a general prayer over an audience. And I have asked people, you've been prayed for many times, yes, and you've gone to psychologists, yes. Has anyone ever prayed for your heart to be healed? Not one, Sid. I can say this before the Lord. Not one ever told me that they had been prayed over to have their broken heart healed, and that was the problem.
You know, I think this is such a breakthrough, but guess what? If the Messiah is returning as soon as we think, if end time events are speeding up as soon as the newspapers are showing it's happening right now, then of course God wants his church healed.
He wants a bride without spot and wrinkle.
Okay, what medicine does Jesus prescribe for healing a broken heart?
Well, that broken heart, Sid, is when you look at scriptures, both in the Hebrew and the Greek, it means shattered and splintered. It's not a little tear. It is, and it's a violent act. Now, a violent act may not have caused the broken heart, but inside, when a person's heart is broken, it's like shredded. It would be like a broken leg, Sid, that was splintered. Not a clean break, but a splintered break. That's what happens to the heart. And in Isaiah...
So I can just picture a spiritual heart inside of someone, and there are cracks all over that heart from living a life in this fallen world.
Yes, and it's not only cracked, but it's splintered, like a fractured leg.
You know, that's even worse, sure.
You could have bones going in every angle and little pieces.
That, in the natural, that sounds horrific. But in the spiritual, it's just as horrific.
Exactly. And that's why I use that example of a fractured leg. It's not a clean break. It's ugly. And it's sometimes the fracture could actually come out through the skin. That's the way the human heart looks like when it's broken. Now, for years, Sid, I would read Isaiah 61 when I read it, and it says what Luke 4:18 said, but it says regarding the brokenhearted, he sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Now, I never studied that. I never looked at it until the Lord called me into this ministry, but bind, what does bind have to do with a broken heart? Then when I saw what a broken heart was in scriptures, what happens is the way Jesus, the great physician, he uses the Holy Spirit to take all those shattered pieces and put it back together, just like a physical doctor would take a fractured leg and put it back together and maybe even sew screws in it to hold it together, and then they put a cast on it to bind it so it can heal. Well, that's exactly what Dr. Jesus, the great physician, does with a broken heart. It says he came to bind up, and that word bind is cords. So what happens is with our spiritual heart, the Holy Spirit puts these cords around and seals it in his love and never to be broken again. That's how it's healed, Sid. That's why a broken heart can only be healed by Jesus Christ spiritually.
And then explain to me the connection between a broken heart and bondages of all kinds.
Well, it seems like with that broken heart, that in that broken heart sits fear, sits anger, sits rejection, malice, unforgiveness, and things that people are trying to get out of. They're following the Lord, and they're trying to get out of their life, and they're hooked into this heart. And what happens is the heart continually gets broken. I've noticed that in people's lives with broken hearts, things come in their lives to re-break it maybe 5 years later, and then 3 years after that, something else to re-break it. And it keeps this anger alive in them and this fears alive. So once that heart is healed, once the great physician binds up that heart, heals it, and seals it in love, this anger and whatever else, rejection, fears, it's got no place to go, Sid.
You know what? I happen to believe there's it talks in the last days there's going to be problems in families. The children reject the parents reject the children. I believe all that comes from a broken heart.
Well and you're right, because what's happening is this tremendous divorce rate, and I'm not condemning anyone. I'm just saying what happens as a result of it. The kids grow up with broken hearts, and then they marry, and they're marrying with broken hearts, and the spouses are looking for each the others to kind of fill that broken heart, which no one can do but the Lord, and then that kind of leads to divorce. So it perpetuates itself. The broken heart leads to more broken hearts to more broken hearts.
And you know the scripture that censors it, if you will, from Malachi. In the last days, God will turn the hearts of the children to the fathers and the hearts of the fathers to the children. That's what you're talking about. That's your ministry. It's an end-time ministry. And I can't wait to get his three teaching DVDs plus the special notes into your hands. The title of the three DVD series is Healing the Broken Heart and Walking Under the Blessings of Abraham. We're making the three DVDs and the special notes available for a gift of $40. I want you to call or write today. But, John, I believe on tomorrow's broadcast, even though they're not going to have the full teaching, I want you to pray for people that have broken hearts. Would you do that?
I sure would.
Okay. Well, if that's you, be sure to listen tomorrow. But God not only wants your heart healed, he wants you to know scripturally, step by step, how to pray for others that have a broken heart. Because once that happens, it's like everything is going to flow. You've been praying to God. God, I know your word is true. Why isn't it working in my life? That's why you're listening. Come on back tomorrow for a gift of $40. Let me send you this three DVD series entitled Healing of the Broken Heart and Walking Under the Blessings of Abraham.
To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.